This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vote counting in progress under the election to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly. Nepali Congress continues to lead the tally. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and Maoist Central Chair Prachanda discuss political developments. And 6 million Ukrainians without power as winter bites. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting today. According to Chair Dahal's secretariat, during the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar, the discussion focused on the election results received so far and the political scenario. The meeting between the ruling partners took place when the results of the elections are coming in at the time when the alliance was formed for the election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly is considered meaningful for the collaboration in the future. Vote counting under the election to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly is in progress. Nepali Congress is still leading. The counting of votes is underway throughout the country. In the ongoing vote count of the first-past-the-post category, Nepali Congress is in the lead, followed by CPN-UML so far. Till now, Nepali Congress has won 50 seats and the CPN-UML 38 seats. The Maoist Centre has won 16 seats. Likewise, the Unified Socialist Party has won 10 seats. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 7 seats and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has won 6 seats. According to the Election Commission, the CPN-UML is at the top of the vote count tally in the proportional representation election system as per the vote count until today. The UML has been leading the proportional representation vote tally since the beginning of the vote counting. The Nepali Congress is closely following in second place and the CPN Maoist Centre is in the third position in terms of the number of votes towards the proportional representation system so far. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party is in the fourth position in the votes tally and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party is in the fifth position. The re-election in Ward No. 5 of Budinanda Municipality is being held today. Voting was suspended in the polling centre at Nandeswari Secondary School after a clash occurred between Nepali Congress and CPN-UML cadres over the casting of fake votes. Bajura District's election office informed that 8 officials have already reached the school for re-election. There was a total of 70 polling centres across Bajura. Voting was stopped only in Nandeswari School's polling centre. There are a total of 999 voters in Budinanda's Nandeswari polling station A. The Biratnagar Metropolis has launched a campaign against pavement encroachment. Under the campaign, footpath shops and structures failing to meet the criteria are to be removed. According to the local government, the campaign aims to enhance urban beauty and make the movement of pedestrians and vehicle convenient. On October 20th, the local government issued a public notice setting a 35-day ultimatum to the people concerned to vacate the encroached areas. The 19th Handicraft Trade Fair has been scheduled to take place in Kathmandu on coming December 9th to 13th. According to the Federation of Handicraft Associations of Nepal, the exhibition will showcase 150 stalls majorly reflecting metal crafts and thangka arts. The event aims to promote the domestic handicraft business and find a better space for them in the international market. The 5-day event is supported by the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies and various other business organizations. The 17th craft competition will also be taking place simultaneously. According to the Federation President Prachanda Sakya, the competition will be centered on various themes such as woodcraft, sculpture, waxcraft, Dhaka craft, natural fiber craft and others. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence has kicked off in Kailali, the district in the Sudhir Pashim province. Under the global campaign aims to prevent and eliminate violence against women and girls, all the local levels in the Kailali district have been scheduled various events such as local-level discussions, gatherings, orientation, street drama, school-level sports competition, oratory and essay writing competitions on the topic so as to increase public awareness against the violence against women and girls. Now moving on to sports. Four matches are being played today under the ongoing FIFA World Cup 2022 in Qatar. Tunisia and Australia will play the first match in Group D. The game will begin at 3:45 p.m. Nepali time. Poland and Saudi Arabia will compete in the second match in Group C. The game will begin at 6:45 p.m. Similarly, in the third match, there will be a competition between France and Denmark in Group D. The match will start at 9:45 p.m. In the fourth match of the day, Argentina will face Mexico in Group C. The match will start at 12:45 p.m. Nepali time. 32 nations are competing in the World Cup. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said 6 million Ukrainian households are still without power after massive missile strikes hit the country this week. Speaking in a video address, Ukrainian President Zelensky said the capital and its surrounding regions are among the worst affected by the attacks. He said many residents in the city have been without power for 20 or even 30 hours. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky appealed to everyone to use appliances which use energy sparingly. Ukraine and its Western allies have repeatedly said that by targeting critical civilian infrastructure, Russia is committing war crimes, an accusation denied by Moscow. The United States has banned the sale and import of new communications equipment from five Chinese companies, including Huawei and ZTE, amid concerns over national security. It is the first time U.S. regulators have taken such a move on security grounds. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission said its members had voted unanimously on Friday to adopt the new rules. The restrictions in the U.S. are the latest levied against Chinese tech firms following spy concerns, which U.S. officials have become increasingly wary in recent years. Songbirds and sharks have received what conservationists say are vital new trade protections. Several shark species and two songbirds were added to a list of species whose trade is restricted to prevent them from being traded to extinction. The decision was made on Friday at a global summit in Panama. Other animals given additional protections in the International Wildlife Trade Treaty, known as CITES, includes dozens of freshwater turtles and frogs. Some of the new species listed will see a complete ban on trafficking, while others will see new restrictions that aim to encourage more sustainable international trade. Experts from conservation organizations praise the additions, but highlight that other vulnerable species remain unprotected by the treaty. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the mountainous areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the mountainous area of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province along with Sudhir Paschim Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 8.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 23.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counting in progress under the election to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly. Nepali Congress continues to lead the tally. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and Maoist Centre Chair Prachanda discuss political developments. And 6 million Ukrainians without power as winter bites. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.